Thank you very much for coming.
No entiendo español.
No. My English is very, my English is bad enough, let alone my Spanish. But God has been good to us. We are the director of Beacon Baptist Prison Ministries. We're at a Victory Baptist Church in the Tim Palour's church in Milton, Florida. And he's got quite a fan club following him tonight. We came to hear him. No, but that God has been good to us. We're traveling, presenting the prison ministry that God has called us to. We're excited about what God's doing. I could start and finish, and I could bore you with all kinds of statistics and all kinds of scenarios, but can I just say this, that this is a mission field. The prisons and jails in America, in particular, are a mission field in our backyard. They're a mission field of people that are not being reached. And there's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And I'm seeing God work on a regular basis. We just recently had a revival in a little town called Wewahitchka, Florida. And it was exciting how God began
to... Espanol.
No. My English is very... my English is bad enough, let alone my Spanish. But God has been good to us. We are... I'm the director of Beacon Baptist Prison Ministries. We're at a Victory Baptist Church in the Tim Palour's church in Milton, Florida. And he's got quite a fan club following him tonight. We came to hear him. No, but that God has been good to us. We're traveling, presenting the prison ministry that God has called us to. We're excited about what God's doing. I could start and finish, and I could bore you with all kinds of statistics and all kinds of scenarios, but can I just say this, that this is a mission field. The prisons and jails of America, in particular, are a mission field in our backyard. They're a mission field of people that are not being reached, and there's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity, and I'm seeing God work on a regular basis. We just recently had a revival in a little town called Wewahitchka, Florida. I mean, it was exciting how God began to work in lives. And we saw 16 men saved in those 4 days. Amen. And saw the altars filled. I had, especially one day in particular, I sat at the altar with a man and I said, "Listen, can I help you?" And he said, "I know I'm saved." He said, "But I'm tired of sin. I want to serve God so bad." And to see that inmate stand there and just bawl and cry out to God, it just touched my heart. And it's a tremendous, tremendous need to see God doing work in the prisons. And as we travel, we are currently in 9 different facilities in Northwest Florida working on a weekly basis, a white bi-weekly basis. We just recently had the opportunity to be able to expand even more. But our vision and our desire in our heart is actually smaller than the finances and the personnel. And if you understand the work of God, that's the case anywhere you go. And so we pray that God will provide the money and the personnel to help us and the people to help us. We have just recently went through a situation where one of the men that worked with us, a very, very close, was heavily involved. God took him home. And he went home. He was on his way to preach that revival with us. And God just decided that He wanted him there rather than with us. We look at that and say, "God, why do you do that?" Well, I know this much. He doesn't make mistakes. If I can come here tonight, I did not come tonight expecting anything or even expecting to get up here and talk. I came here because I wanted to hear from heaven. And I expected God to do something in my life. And you know what? He's already done something already. And I know this much. It's a burden in my heart to see these men and these women behind bars and behind that razor wire, to see them come to Christ. You know what I see when I walk behind there? And I see these men and these women that we talk to and we preach to. Brother, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is what I see. I see men that someday could be sitting right here. They could be the pastor of a church just like this one. I see men that can be missionaries across the world. Yeah, I wish you could see them as their hunger for the Word of God. And it just gets to my heart, and I beg God that He'll work in our lives and that we'll be able to continue and be able to see. I As much as I enjoy being in great churches like this one, and I enjoy the fellowship, I miss not being able to go in on Wednesday nights and on Monday evenings and being able to go in and talk to these men and see them as they're hungering for the Word of God and see the desire to do something. We've had some great opportunities. We're now offering a new program also where we are trying to encourage the prisoners and the inmates to get involved in missions around the world. You say, how are they going to do that? Well, they can't give money, obviously, and they can't go. But there's two other things that they can do that all of us ought to do, and that's number one, encourage those missionaries that are already on the field by prayer, and number two, by support and in writing them and telling them. And that's what we're trying to do in the prisons and the jails as we try to encourage them. We're also starting another ministry that we're trying to reach out to the officers themselves and try to help them. And just in the state of Florida, there's over 40,000 correction officers that need Jesus. And we have a tremendous need there as well. So we ask that you pray. Pastor, thank you for the opportunity. Didn't expect it, but I know this much. If I can just, any little bit I can say, can bring a burden to somebody here, or two, or three, or four people, that said, you know what, that's where I can go. I may not be able to go overseas. I may not go to Brazil. I may not go to Paraguay. I may not go to Mexico. I may not go to Argentina, but I can go to the local county jail or the prison, and I can get in there, and I can witness, and I can make a difference. And that's exactly what our heart is. And I thank you for giving this opportunity, Pastor. Just pray for us. We sure appreciate it. Thank you.